Farms of the 1880s raised cash crops, but they also had a nearby garden where they grew the fresh vegetables and herbs for their own kitchen. This is our reconstruction of a Mackinac kitchen garden. The fence around this garden is designed to keep out the deer and be as inexpensive as possible to construct. The bean pole, the teepee-looking structure, is a replica of one used in Mackinac City.
Hi! Looks like we might get some corn this year. Last year it was so cold, the corn never matured.
I see the kids are lugging something across a field. What are they doing?
This week we are making a determined effort to carry off more of these darn rocks. The garden sprouts more rocks than anything.
What are you growing?
Well, we had an early spring, so I got peas in. I always plant squash and beans. Last year, the beans didn't produce, and grubs got the cabbage, so I didn't plant any this year. I always put in potatoes to carry over winter. We had a good crop last year. This year, our biggest problem seems to be drought. It is a long walk from the well carrying water. It has been keeping the kids busy several hours a day. But even with this drought, our orchard seems to be doing well. We should get crops of berries and apples this year. I will then can them and have them through the winter. It will add many nutrients that will keep my family healthier throughout the year.
Ours is a community garden introduced in 2009 to help local families supplement their tables in these difficult economic times. We have included raised gardens for the convenience of several senior citizens. Traditional kitchen gardens would not have had raised beds. We also have an activity so that children from our local school can garden here as well. They come out once a week to water and weed their beds, and then, of course, they love it when it's time to taste and harvest the food they have grown.